This is Birthday Skin. I'm Charlie.
And I'm Amy. And this is the podcast where we try and make the confusing world of skincare as simple as possible.
Every week, we will give you plenty of tips, advice, and product recommendations by doing in-depth research and speaking to the experts to make sure that what we're telling you is the truth.
Because, let's face it, we're not dermatologists. We're just obsessed with skincare. And you know what? I like to think we have a laugh along the way.
Happy birthday, Skin Day Ames.
Happy birthday, Skin Day, Charlie.
This actually makes us sound like we're just saying happy birthday to each other.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday from all of us to you. We wish you happy birthday. So we can party.
You've seen
Emperor's New Groove, right?
Not in a long time.
Pull the lever, Krunk. Shall we start the episode? Oh, God, I think I'm on a high because I just shoveled a McDonald's down my throat.
Yeah, you ate it really quick. Pretty sure it's raw as well.
I spent the whole time going, Amy, is this chicken cooked?
Nah, it's all right, nah, it's fine.
You know I'm going to be throwing up tonight.
Can't wait to hear that because we're now roomies.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we actually are. How cute.
Yeah, it is cute. Birthday skin flap.
It actually is. I spent a solid 45 minutes arranging my shelfie.
Literally so.
You know, didn't even take a picture of it, still haven't.
No, well, it doesn't really match the aesthetic, does it, though? Which is the problem we face. Gorgeous
this is such
flat.
A first world problem.
Yeah, gorgeous flat, but the tiles in the bathroom are like a really pooey brown, not a white.
They're not a pooey brown, they're just like a browny grey. And then everything's like a mahogany colour, isn't it?
Pooey brown.
Oh, God, I'm not going to be able to look at our flat the same way.
Well, it's a lovely, lovely flat, and I'm excited to be there.
Yeah, me too. It is really nice, but it just there's just nowhere we can take pictures, is there?
No, maybe we should just give up altogether.
There's just going to be loads of pictures taken on our bedding.
Here you go. Bedding's cute, though.
Yeah,
we both bought
cute.
New bedding because we're both extra.
Yeah. And the whole theme of the flat is green and pink because, you know, we just love green and pink.
Yeah,
it's us. But yeah, I wonder who's going to be first to get thrown out the window when we piss each other off.
I think maybe you.
Well, I'm going to get thrown out the window. Or I'm going to throw you out the window.
You're going to get thrown. Because of doing stuff like that. Just constantly fucking annoying.
Annoying. I can't wait for this to like unfold and see what happens.
Hi guys.
Like, where's my retinol? You've stolen it.
So
I told
skin
you.
Is no longer.
So Amy got thrown out the window for me next week. It's just me from now on, guys.
Amy is now.
Amy
dead.
Fell from the seventh floor.
Oh my God.
Sinister.
I feel like you're plotting my death.
You're on my hit list now.
Oh God, don't get me started on your hit list. Who did you say was on the other day? Whitney Houston,
yeah.
Even though she's already. Deceased,
the hit list isn't for people I want to kill. It's just people
R.I.P.
I dislike.
Whitney, but you've got such a big hit list of such good people. Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, was George Michael on it?
Yeah.
I fucking hate you. That's why you're getting thrown out the window.
To be fair, though, can you hear my music playing?
Yeah, because you play it through a speaker.
Yeah, true. I can hear yours, but you play yours through your phone. You keep your Michael Jackson quiet and your George Michael or whatever. And I'll keep my cool music playing all the time.
Whatever.
God, fine. We are so annoying. I was just thinking, if someone's listening to this.
We both ordered an Alexa the other day, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
And
I'm going to infiltrate yours.
No, I was going to say that first. I'm going to hide mine, turn it off, whatever, and then you're going to be listening to something and be like, Alexa. Alexa, turn off. Tell Charlie she's a fat bitch. You just go... Charlie, you are a fat bitch.
You know you can set that on Alexa.
Can you? What, like, to remind
you? So you can be like,
reminders?
Yeah, set me a reminder, but then you type your own reminder out. So there's been a few times when someone's made it and been like, wake up, you lazy bitch! At like 7 a.m. and then you can play a song or whatever.
That's what I'm going to do to yours. For your alarm, it's just going to be my voice going, wake up!
No, it's not your voice, it's Alexa's. Anyway, we're going very far.
Yeah, sorry. So
away
sorry,
from
sorry,
what we're sorry, actually sorry. Here for. Only a solid 5 minutes into the podcast. Ames, today we are talking about blackheads.
We are, and I, for one, hated doing this
research.
Oh
my God. So neither of us like clocked onto this before you'd actually done it, right?
No.
Because what is it?
Triphobia.
Tell everybody what's wrong with you, Amy. Come on, maybe it's
you
a
sat there with
session.
A pen and a paper and your legs crossed like I'm in therapy.
I literally am. And my scarf is wrapped around me like a proper 45-year-old woman as well.
I just don't
Should
like...
Should I just like whip it over one shoulder like...
You look like one of those people in town who have... You know, like they stand there as if the wind's blowing in the face, but they're like... That's what you look like.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
Life goals. Sorry. Goodness gracious me, we are annoying, aren't we?
We? I'm trying to get on with it. You're there pissing yourself over nothing. Right, so. I just don't like small holes that I can, like, conjoin together. Like, I don't like looking
collective
at crumpets.
Holes.
Yeah, collective. I don't like looking at crumpets. I don't like when cars' backlights shine through little tiny holes. I don't like...
Holes.
I just don't like
it's,
it.
Apparently
it's
out. Quite a common thing.
Yeah, it is. It is a really common thing. I'm not alone.
I'm not alone. Do you remember when I went to the museum and saw that skull and it was like literally just like a cluster of holes?
I actually had a go at you, didn't yeah. know. She sent me a picture and I was like, Charlie, do you not understand? Like,
you're like, actually, please don't send
it's
me
a phobia.
I'm actually scared of this. And I was like, oh shit, I thought she was going to laugh.
Absolutely not.
I was
not.
Like, sorry.
Whenever my friends used to tag me and stuff, I'd like privately message them like, hey guys, like, I know you're really trying to have a laugh, but it's really not fucking funny. Can you just stop? And then I'd report them. I'd delete the comment, report them. I'd turn my brightness all the way to the bottom, keep my phone over the majority of my hand over the majority of my phone, be scrolling, looking through like the tiny slit in my eye like, hide. Hide. And I'd block
yeah,
and report them.
What would you report them for? Bullying?
Inappropriate spam.
Harassment?
Yeah, but I'm being harassed.
You
don't
oh my
like
God.
Flies. What kind of person's scared of flies?
Yeah, flies are disgusting. Like
holes
are
disgusting.
Flies are like a sign of, like, you know, a fly came from a maggot. So there's been a maggot around somewhere and now it's a fly. So... So there was a fly in the flat and I wondered how it had got there.
I think I opened the window.
Open the windows. No, I'm joking. I open the window too. I have to open mine all the time because I've got a problem with my ventilation service in one of my windows. So service, who the fuck am I? Right, back to the point. You don't like looking at clusters of holes. So when you Googled blackheads to do your research.
It was disgusting.
It was just like
although,
clusters
to be honest,
of people's cheeks with holes and blackheads
on
them.
If there's like, this sounds really weird. If there's an even amount of space in between the blackheads, you know, if it's just like the ones here and there and they're quite sparse, I don't
so
mind
it's like
it.
A Connect Four. You're not bothered by the Connect Four.
No, like if there's quite a bit of space in between it and it's literally just a random blackhead here and there, fine, but it's just when they're all bunched together like in a really
yeah.
small space.
Yeah,
that's when
gross.
I don't like it.
I do kind of see where you're coming from with that, to be fair.
But anyway, we thought it'd be something quite interesting to look at because everybody bloody has them.
Yeah, and also I think there's a lot of complication around what they actually are and I would like to clear it up once and for all.
Go on then.
So I'll just quickly go through the difference between a blackhead and a normal whitehead.
Okay.
So your blackhead, they're both caused by the same thing. So it's not like they're different types of spots. It's basically, it's the oil and the dirt and like the dead skin cells and that kind of thing that causes a spot. But then the only difference is, so you've got your blackhead, the oil at the bottom with all like the dead skin cells. You've got the whitehead with exactly the same at the bottom. They both push their way out of the pore, but the whitehead gets stuck by a layer of skin. And then the blackhead just kind of goes to the top and then sits without a layer of skin. So then the oil oxidizes and turns black.
Right. Okay.
So it's exactly the same. It's the same, I want to say substance. It's the same thing in the spot. Mm. Just the whitehead has the skin over. So when you like try and pop a spot, you actually break the skin, don't you?
Yeah.
But with the blackhead, you don't because there's no skin over the top of it.
Right.
So it's not like it's dirt. It's not like it's anything other than a whitehead.
Didn't you see
it's
a really interesting... analogy of what a blackhead was from a really, really famous beauty blogger once.
Oh my God, I was
you
so
were mental
pissed
over this, don't didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I was really annoyed because I was just like, you know what? Like, you've got a really big following, and I'm not going to name and shame because I do actually like the content that this person produces, and I think that they're like an all right person. I've got nothing against them. I just think, like, just be more, if you're going to start preaching to people about what something is, make sure that you're right. Like,
yeah.
We take a lot of time and effort over making sure what we're saying is correct.
Mm.
And that's kind of the point in what we're doing. So yeah, this person basically said that a blackhead was just dirt in your pore.
Yeah, just dirt.
Like that it's not a spot, it's just dirt. So it's like, just wash your face. And it's not that simple at all, because it's literally a spot just without a layer of skin over the top of the pore.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Yeah, really frustrating. And before you ask, I actually don't know how the skin isn't there or is there on a whitehead and a blackhead. I don't know what the answer is, but I'm just telling you, it's oxidized.
Yeah, so that's why it's black.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think it's important to note as well that because it's literally not connected with trapped dirt in any way, which is quite what a lot of people think it is, it's nothing to do with the cleanliness of your skin.
Yeah, like, no, it's not.
So if you've got loads of blackheads, or if you see somebody with loads of blackheads, don't automatically assume that they're dirty.
Yeah. Yeah, unlike this person said.
Yeah.
Can you actually imagine if it was dirt that you'd be like, have you been playing in mud or something?
I know, yeah. Why are you looking at me while saying that?
Because I was pretending that you had them.
I do, actually. I've got some on my nose.
I love blackheads.
I do like popping them. I like the ones that you pop and then it comes out in circles and it's like, wee, 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 wee.
I never really get them.
I don't really, but I got one the other day and it was literally like, what the hell? It was amazing.
You know what I would love to do? I'd love to get a little I'm going to start filming this and get a little compilation of you doing impressions of spots popping. Because you're like, oh, wee, oh. Yeah.
But yeah, no, go
ahead. You do it all the time. But yeah, I think that's a very valid point, because obviously we're not saying that it's dirty or anything, but the problem isn't the blackheads, it's the fact that you've got excess oil, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you need to be tackling that rather than a blackhead,
yeah,
if you get
yeah,
what I mean. That's yeah, not the problem. So, well, go back and listen to our Pick and Mix episode with Lyonie, because that'll tell you how to treat oily skin. Mm-hmm. That'll give you some really good advice and tips and tricks on that. Yeah. But do you want to quickly run through like the do's of avoiding and trying to get rid of blackheads, Ames?
Yeah, I think the underlying message is basically, like you've just said, is oil production. So trying to keep your oil production down and making sure your face is clean.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line to it, to be honest.
Yeah.
So you need to make sure you're cleansing, obviously. But there's only so much cleansing you can do before you dry your skin out.
Yeah.
So you don't want to overdo it.
Yeah.
Like, I know the Liney girl said that sometimes double cleansing is unnecessary because it can strip your skin of like the oils and stuff. Mm-hmm. But obviously if double cleansing works for you, like I really like it, then
yeah, I do, yeah,
you do you. But yeah, just make sure that when you're trying to cleanse your face, you're not overly doing it, that you're getting rid of oil.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. You just make sure you're using the right type of cleanser for your skin.
You just don't want to cause any irritating. You don't want to cause any
irritation.
That's what I'm looking for.
It's been a long day, hey.
Got it, ass. I think even looking for products like oil free stuff that is oil free.
Yeah, that's
like
it.
I do have a really nice Kiehl's oil free toner, and the oil free gel is so nice because I am quite prone to an oily skin.
Yeah,
and makeup as well. Makeup's a big one. If you do wear makeup quite regularly, make sure. If you do suffer with like big blackheads and pores and stuff, maybe swap into like an oil-free foundation or an oil-free powder or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Making sure you're not stressed.
Yeah.
That can, because stress can cause excess sebum production as well.
Which again, is a big is one. Yeah. A spot. Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to know more about stress and skincare, we did an episode with Charlotte from Disciples a few weeks back.
What a little angel.
Yeah. If you want to have a look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Exfoliating as well.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
See, this is like a do and a don't. So, because I'm going to cover the what not to do and that kind of thing, but it's like you have to be like very mindful of how you're exfoliating, I think.
Oh, yeah,
rather than just like kind of shoving anything and being like, oh, I'm just going to rub this really fast and hopefully they'll all disappear, because it doesn't quite work like that. But, yeah.
Yeah, I think the key to exfoliating is making sure you're being gentle with it, because if you're exfoliating harshly to try and get rid of the blackheads, all you're literally going to do is irritate your skin.
Yeah.
It's not nice.
So maybe like a
chemical exfoliant, or maybe like a really non-abrasive, like gentle scrub.
Yeah.
Something like that. You know, you just want to find what's right for you.
Yeah, that's the one.
But yeah.
When you see someone with a blackhead, like a big dirty blackhead.
Big dirty.
Can you like... I can't hold it in. I'm like, oh God. Yeah. It like makes me fidget. I'm like, I really want to pop that person's blackhead because it's going to give me so much joy.
I just can't do it. Like I've said many, many times.
Oh my God, your poor boyfriend met him for the first time, didn't I?
Oh, you did.
Went for a lovely meal.
Yeah, it was cute.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I enjoy popping like my spots. I could probably pop yours. I'm close enough to do that to you now. Could pop some of my friends. Not you're my friend. Can pop mine,
obviously.
I'm your
roomie now, bitch.
Can pop Carl's.
Thank you, next bitch.
Thank you, next bitch. But, like, I couldn't just pop...
You, as you're pushing me out the window.
Thank you, next bitch. I couldn't pop, like, a randomers. It'd make me feel a bit weird, because it's like,
oh,
that's...
Oh, yeah, I don't mean, like...
That's their sebum, like... Like, I'd rather... I'm comfortable with popping people's spots that I know and I'm comfortable with.
Yeah, I get that.
Like if I see a proper person on
oh,
the...
Oh, my brother. Oh, I love getting my brothers.
Oh, if I see a person on, like, the train... And
oh God! Yeah,
proper
I don't
greasy,
look at them.
But they've got a massive blackhead. I'm like, that'd probably be really good to pop, but I ain't gonna go near your greasy face.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Oh God! Yeah, I never think like I'm gonna go and ask that person if I can pop their spot because I've never spoke to them before in my life.
Excuse me.
Yeah, but like, oh, I just love the ones where you like either catch them with your fingernail because you can feel them on your skin, or I actually just scratch one of my own white heads there. That really hurt.
Oh, nice.
Does that need popping?
I can't really see, not in the light here.
Mm, sad. Yeah, no, if I, like, I love the ones that you catch, or, oh my God, I keep doing it. I
stop
keep,
doing
like,
that. It's
going to
be such a horrible noise.
Oh. But then I love the ones that you have to, like, properly work
yeah,
for.
Yeah, and then they
over
go.
A couple of days and, like, womp. Yeah. But when they leave a hole, and you could
that's
see
when you
the
know,
hole
yeah. That's
in
when
your
you know you've had a
face. Yeah.
You got a... Right, you just pointed to the forehead for me to tell. I showed you the other day, didn't I? Have a really weird pore at the top of my head.
Yeah.
It's quite big, isn't it?
Let's see if I
like,
can see
can you
it.
See it from here?
Yes.
You can.
I can because I know where it is.
But it's got nothing in it. It's just a
just
pore. Like, it's just like somebody's taken a pin.
It might be a scar.
Yeah, it could be. It's like somebody's taken a pin, or like 10, push them down into my forehead and it's just left a permanent dent.
10 pins, that's quite a big hole.
That's how I feel. You've just said you can see it from here.
Yeah, no, only because you told me where it was.
Isn't it weird though?
Yeah, it is weird. But yeah, I'd be upset if I had that. Not because it looks bad, just because I'd want to constantly pick it.
It's just nothing comes out, so there's no point me even trying to pick it. I just get really frustrated.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm going to have a massive pore on the top of my forehead,
yeah,
I'd rather it be pickable. So,
yeah.
You know, it's got a purpose.
Very true.
But, so it's got a porpoise.
And that is the final episode of Birthday Skin. We will see you never.
Hey,
oh my God, shout out to the person who followed us on Instagram the other day.
Oh
who
my
had
God.
She literally followed us and her bio was, hello pet, you may call me Aunt Vicky.
You can call me Aunt Vic.
You're our favourite person.
Yes. Yeah, so
and every
funny.
Other listener, you're also our favourite. But if you have a fun caption and you follow us, the chances are we're going to follow you back.
You're saying it like we're A-list stars.
Well, any Parent Trap quote, in anybody who puts Parent Trap in their bio deserves a follow.
Yeah, they do.
IMO.
True, yeah.
So yeah, thanks to the girl that followed us because that gave us a lot of joy.
Aunt Vicky. Hello there, pet. You may call me Aunt Vicky. Aunt Vicky, do you want to tell me not to do with my blackheads?
So sorry, yes, I will.
Aunt Vicky.
Aunt Vicky.
I bet when we look at like our stats, so many people would have turned off at that moment because we'd be dead annoying.
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah, we lost 5 followers in the first 10 seconds of the last episode. Bitches.
You can't call me Aunt Vicky.
Aunt Vicky. Right, okay, yeah, let's talk about don'ts because I'm just waffling on now about Parent Trap and our followers. So, like I said earlier, there's a lot of different products on the market that will claim to get rid of blackheads or it will claim to get rid of them forever or whatever. But as we've said, the problem is that you've got excess oil and it's basically the same as a whitehead, it's just oxidized. So... Yes, it does. Like sometimes you can feel them a little bit more or you can feel the actual sebum or whatever, which is why people are quite tempted to get those pore strips or those masks that like Geordie Shore people kept promoting.
Like the proper black ones.
Yeah, where you're like it's like a wax strip almost.
Yeah, people were like putting them all over the face. Did you ever see any of those videos and they were trying to pull them off and they were like...
And they're like ripping their skin.
Yeah,
yeah,
literally.
Yeah, because like if you think about it, you're not just applying these strips to the blackhead, you're applying them to your whole face
yeah.
and all the skin around it that doesn't have blackheads or doesn't have anything
and,
wrong with
skin around, you know, like the side of your eyes. Like
yeah,
which
really
is really...
Bad.
Thin and
sensitive,
not,
yeah.
Yeah.
Shit. I'm not gonna lie. I love watching those, like the videos that like they'd use to promote them, where they just peel it and you can see them coming out one by one.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, that is so satisfying. But it's really bad for you, so stay away from anything like that. Any black charcoal peel masks, like normal black charcoal masks work because clay masks are really good to help get rid of the like to pull all of the oil out
yeah.
of your skin. However, like, just stay away from pore strips, anything that's literally just going to tear at your skin.
Yeah, I agree.
So that's like the number one rule. Don't go for pore strips. As you were saying, well, as we were both saying, exfoliation is really good, but just don't over exfoliate. So again, like, don't scrub too hard if you've got a manual one, and if you've got a chemical one, make sure that you're using little bits to kind of build up your resistance to it.
Yeah, exactly.
So use like a retinol is really good, because that's really good at kind of over, like, turning the dead skin cells, so you're not going to get them in your pores, which isn't going to mix with the oil, and then it's not going to come to the top and be a blackhead or a whitehead. So another product that's really good is niacinamide. I think we've spoken about this for quite a lot, and we've actually done an episode on niacinamide. Yeah, yeah. But that's a really, really good... like, I want to say it's an exfoliate, but I'm not actually too sure if it is. Like, I don't want to call it an exfoliator. It's just a really good acid. That's good for excess oil production.
I've heard as well that salicylic acid is good for blackheads.
Yes,
because apparently it corrodes the plug,
the bonds,
the shit, whatever's inside. Yeah. And allows the trapped sebum to escape. Sorry.
Yeah, that's
naturally
it.
And apparently it further kills off the bacteria that's contributed to the condition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's like, imagine if skin cells, I don't know, oh my god, you know what it's like? It's like on the Titanic, you know, when like she's like, don't let go, Jack, and then it was like someone just dropped pure salicylic acid between the hands and he let go and the bond was broken.
Yeah, that's the black
so head. Like, Jack was a dead skin cell and Kate was the real one, the alive one. But you just had to get rid of the dead
definitely
one.
Definitely should have been the other way around.
Bitch.
Leo should have.
Yeah, I know, actually. That's so true.
There was so much more room on that bit of wood.
Yeah, I know.
He definitely
could have. Oh, God, we could have a whole thing about this.
Should we start a new podcast about that? About how there was room on there.
Different yoga poses Jack could have done to balance on there.
Yeah, I mean...
He should have done some paddleboard training before he got on that bloody boat.
God, as if you wouldn't think about doing that anyway.
Yeah. Jesus.
Stupid.
So LA. God. Anyway, yeah. Salicylic acid breaks the bond between the dead skin cell and the alive one. So it basically just gets rid of all your shitty old ones and makes sure you've got lovely fresh ones.
Nice.
So a niacinamide that I really like is the ordinary one.
Mm-hmm.
And a salicylic acid one that I've heard is really good, because I use salicylic acid within other products.
Right.
But you can get the cleansing pads from Nip and Fab. They're supposed to be amazing.
Oh, I've got the glycolic pads from there.
Yep. Yeah, because I actually think the salicylic ones are like a teen Nip and Fab range.
Yes,
but they're still really good. You don't need to be a teenager to use them.
Yeah, the green ones. No, you have to be.
You have to be 13 to use them. One thing that I think is very strange that people have started doing with their blackheads is hoovering them.
What?
Yeah. Yep, it's like they've got a Dyson in there just sucking them right out. Really weird, really gross. It's like a little handheld tool, and it looks like a pen, but it's just a suction device. And people sucks it all out. But like, again, you just cause an unnecessary strain on your skin that's actually healthy,
yeah.
And the pores that are actually doing all right.
And it's like we've said many times, like, pores aren't windows. They're not going to close as soon as you take the shit out of them.
Yeah, that's it.
It's just going to, you know, it's just going to, it's an open pore then.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
It's just, didn't you say before that after pores go or whatever, after you extract them, they come back within, was it 48 hours?
Yeah, so I read somewhere where it was basically like, no, it's like 20 to 40 days. So you might say I've taken away a blackhead with a nose pore strip.
Yep.
In 20 days, it's just going to come back again because there's no skin covering. There's literally no, it's just not going to work. So
yeah,
in 20 to 40 days, it's just going to happen again. So you need to get rid of the root cause, which is the excess oil.
It's just a vicious cycle, really, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. While I'm talking about acids as well with an exfoliation, chemical peels are actually really good for you to go and have. But it's really important that you actually go and pay for an oh my God, it's happening to me.
Wow,
esthetician to go and do it. Somebody that basically knows how to do chemical peels.
Yeah,
because there's a lot of like acids we can buy on the market now. They're really cheap, and people might be tempted to just mix them.
Don't do that.
To go and get them done. And also, while I'm talking of other things like that, and going to get somebody professional to do it, is don't buy those little tools. You know, the ones that kind of look like
The little silver ones with like, yeah, with like a hook on the end.
Yeah. Don't use them on your own because they are extraction tools, but they're actually for professional use. They've just come onto the market because people have probably had them done before. Mm. And thought, oh, I could just do that at home myself. Gone and bought them, then to yeah, become I'm more pretty popular sure, and that was a thing.
Yeah, if people are, you know, taking training to do this procedure, I'm pretty sure it goes a bit further than, oh, just use the tool and then they'll be gone. I'm sure there's a method to it.
Yeah, they like use different steams and things on your face. Well, they use steam, but they use different chemicals and products as well to make sure that they're not damaging the rest of the skin.
Yeah.
So just don't use any tools at home. Like, if you do want to pick one, we've had the conversation with Abigail James, haven't we, on our acne episode, and she basically said, like, you can pick spots, you just need to know how to do it properly.
Yeah.
So I think if you want to listen to the whole thing, obviously go listen to the episode, but it's basically like the way that you move your fingers is down rather than inwards.
Yeah.
Just like try and put pressure on the pore rather than squashing the pore.
Yeah.
And obviously making sure your hands are clean.
Yeah, and using like a cold compress after and stuff to try and soothe the skin after you've just prodded out.
That's exactly it. But yeah, it's just, I think it's quite like, if you, like, people do face masks all the time. So maybe you want to just find a face mask that's like a clay mask or a clay based face cleanser, something like that, or a once a week thing to try and combat getting new blackheads and that kind of thing. But like, I think it's pretty sensible that you don't use a Hoover on your face or like some kind of weird metal tool, because that's not ideal. So I think it's just common sense.
There's so much stuff out there you can. People are trying to sell you, and they're like, what?
Yeah. Selling ice to an Eskimo.
Yeah.
I think that's the saying.
Cool, yeah.
But yeah, they're blackheads. That's blackheads. That's how you get rid of them. That's how you look after them. But I just love picking a blackhead.
They are dead satisfying.
Yeah. And also, like, I don't know if... I think I've got a special eye for a blackhead.
What?
Like, I think some people think it's just, like, a discoloration on their skin, or it's, like, a freckle or something.
Have you ever had it though where, say, like, I get quite a few on my jaw where it looks like a little lump and it's got the tiniest bit.
Oh my god, yes.
Like, it doesn't look like it should be a spot, but then obviously you know your skin, don't you? So you like, you squeeze it and it goes pow.
Yeah, there we go, there's amazing sound effect.
Yeah. Pow, 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 pow.
They are the best. I've got one last update.
Go on.
It's not about blackheads.
Go on.
It's about your granddad. I met Dennis.
You did meet Dennis.
Oh my god. Was he everything you thought he'd be? He was like a really tiny, mini, cuter version than what I expected. Aww. He's really small. He is small. You didn't tell me he was really small.
Well, I'm just used to it, aren't I? I don't really think
god,
he's that small.
God, he's an angel. He took us to Sainsbury's, to the cafe.
That makes it sound, you know, like he would have taken us somewhere at market.
But, oh yeah, that's true. Let's explain the situation. Our new flight.
He took us to Asda Cafe for lunch.
Our new flat is in like a very up and coming area, so there's literally like shops, a gym, like Boots, TK Maxx, a gym, a Sainsbury's,
but no, like,
McDonald's,
coffee shop,
KFC, and a casino, all within a 5-minute walk, and then that's it. That's the centre, and then you've got to walk another 20 minutes to go and get to like cafes and restaurants and bars, haven't you?
Yeah, Den can't walk that far. So
oh, Den can't walk that far, and also like there was no point in trying to drive somewhere because it's a disaster driving around Manchester sometimes. But yeah, he was like, where can we go for some lunch? Are you coming, Charlie? I was like, oh, and
not
I
even
to
do you want
no.
to come?
Yeah,
are you coming?
Yeah, and I was like, I want to say no because like it was just like a family thing, and I was like, oh, I'd love to, but I feel like I'm intruding. And then you were all looking at me like, please come. And I was like, yeah, all right then, I've got nothing else to do. It was like, where can we go? I was like, well, we've got the lovely McDonald's, the glorious KFC, or Sainsbury's Cafe. He's like, let's go to Sainsbury's Cafe then.
We went to Sainsbury's last
and it was
time.
Actually really nice.
It was
really
cute.
Really great jacket potatoes. We wolfed ours down, and your grandma didn't even get halfway through it. So I was like, I'm a fat bitch.
Yeah, I'm literally a fucking pig.
Oh, your grandma is so cute as well.
They're both angels.
Valerie. I'm sorry, I kept calling her Val.
She won't mind.
Straight up Val. I was like,
you're right, Val.
I was like, sorry, what's your name? I know Dennis because I've heard about him bringing Amy apples. And then she's like, my name's Valerie. I was like, oh, would you like a cup of tea, Val?
Oh, Val.
And then I was like, here you go, guys. Would you like any more milk in that? And they both looked at me and went, yeah.
No, they did not. Yes, please.
Yeah, they were like, yes, please. But they kind of looked like, Oh God, I would have just drunk it if not.
Oh, she's a fucking
It would have been too strong.
She doesn't know how to make tea.
Yeah, but they were absolute angels. Absolutely loved them.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
They're really keen for me to come to Blackpool, FYI.
They literally are.
Yeah.
Why don't you just go and live with them?
Oh, you must come to Blackpool. But yeah, but then my mum was like, oh, Amy, you must come to Doncaster. Oh, fucking hell.
Should you do like family swap?
Yeah. Oh my God, imagine. I'd get the dogs and Den for a whole weekend.
Yeah, you would.
And you'd get my brother and my dad and my mum. And my dog, her.
Oh, Rafa.
Little Rafa, little angel. But yeah, I just thought I'd quickly update the listeners, you know. And also, like...
It's moving fast, this relationship, isn't it, Charlie?
Really fast. But also, we've decided that, like, the Instagram's going to take more of a personal twist now for a while, aren't we?
Mm.
Because, like, we live together and it's going to be fun. And I feel like people, if they enjoy listening to our shit chat all the time,
they should be able to see our faces.
Then it'd be fun if you could see how we kind of actually are day to day with each other. So, yeah, we'll probably start doing more updates on the old IG stories and whatnot. But, yeah. So, if you've got any questions about blackheads, slide in the old DMs. Even better if you've got a parent trap quote in your bio. Probably follow you back.
And Vicky.
But, yeah, I guess until then, do give us a follow at birthday.skin.
Mm-hmm.
And we, Amy, have got 100% five-star reviews.
I know.
On iTunes.
I hope that doesn't jinx us, but it's really nice.
You know what we need to do? Shall we give some kind of incentive for people to leave us reviews?
Yes.
What shall we do?
I don't know. Should we figure that out and then say it on the microphone?
Yeah, for now. It's, you know what? We just want more nice little reviews, because we've had a couple of people recently that have left them and we don't know who they are, and it genuinely warms our heart. So thank you to everybody who's done that. Yeah, and we get a bit shook when we have normal people follow us on Instagram rather than like spam pages or bots or whatever,
or our mates.
Yeah, or someone we actually know. So yeah, please do leave us a review. Like, even if you think it's just 4 stars, just leave us a review, you know.
What,
just say something nice. Don't, because we want to stay on 100% 5 stars, but 4 stars better than nothing.
I'd rather have a 5-star.
Well, give us a 5-star review then. And you know what? We'll run a competition at some point for more reviews.
Yeah, we will.
Because if you think about it, iTunes works off of reviews. So if we get a lot of reviews in a short period of time, or we get like constant amount of reviews, like a solid fan base,
we'll be up there.
Then we'll be boosted in the charts. And that'd be really nice. But yeah, I guess until then, Ames, I'm going to say I'll see you next time, but we're literally going to walk home together. Way! You can throw me in the canal if you want.
Way!
Goodbye.
Bye.